Let's hear some highlights from high school basketball games this week on KIA and KRBLS. Tullah and Oskaloosa renewed acquaintances on Tuesday, and it was live on KIAKRBLS.com. KRBLS 2 with Andrew Schneider.
It's Trado in the corner. Trado passes it off to Tyson Barnes. Open three, yes.
That's the way to start. Tyson, no hesitation.
In transition, McGuire spins past. The defense misses the layup. Rebound fought for by Kurtz, who finishes for two. And then McGuire, another isolation play. Jack McGuire is up to six, 17-4. And, boy, this looks like a completely different team than we've seen the last eight quarters of basketball. And then a tip and a steal. Here's Tyson Barnes. He's all by himself. In transition, layup is in. The steal and score for Tyson Barnes. Here's Simpson in traffic. Counted and one.
That's a nice drive.
Strong take to the rack for the sophomore Simpson, who I imagine will only get better. Shot that misses over the rim, and the rebound eventually controlled by Michael Manning. Dutch pushing the pace. They're not holding for one. Backdoor cut, reverse layup. What a play. And now up ahead, no-look dish, and then a circus play again for Jack McGuire. And there's a Pella Motors timeout. I think the Dutch are having a little more fun.
Swooping down below his waist and on the reverse layup.
McGuire. Pops it in to Schulte. Count the basket. Hoop in the hurt for Austin Schulte. His first bucket. Manning dishes it down to a wide-open Hoekstra for two. Count the basket and one. A late-coming Oskaloosa player gives Pella a 35-point lead. Pella 74, Oskaloosa 32 as the Dutch cruise by the Indians. And take us to our post-game coverage on KNIA. KRLS.
Final scores in the girls' game, Pella 51, Oskaloosa 44 in overtime. And then the boys, Pella 74, Oskaloosa 32. Monday, it was a battle for Warren County as Indianola and Carlisle met. It was live on 94.3 KNIA with Andrew Swadner.
Left wing looking inside. They go over the top for Norton. His pass is going to be tipped up and stolen away by George Blake. Blake with a one-on-one down the line. Layup is up and in. And George Blake. Indianola's both field goals made are in the hands of Blake, and they trail 9-5. Misses off the mark. McGraw with the rebound, and he leads the break. He finds George Blake open on the wing, right to the rim. Layup is up, no good. Lots of contact, no call. McGraw gets it. Wilmot open for three. Knocks it down. Derek Wilmot with the triple. And Indianola on a 5-0 run. Schulte has it, triples left side. Cross-court pass into the corner. Andrew DeWall open for three. Knocks it down. Andrew DeWall with the triple. And Indianola is back within one, 18-17. DeWall has it. Hands it off McGraw. He dribbles right into the corner. Thomas DeWall for three in the tie. Rattles around. Knocks it down. Thomas DeWall with the triple. And we're knotted up at 20. Indianola Carlisle, 5-10 to go in the first half. McGraw throws it around. It's into the hands of Andrew DeWall. Indianola with big numbers if they can take advantage. Into the corner. Richie open for three in the lead.
Yes.
Knocks it down. Brian Richie with the triple. Indianola four threes in the second quarter, and they have their first lead, 26-23. Trying to break down his defender. Gets it over Andrew DeWall. Now Wilmot, top of the key. Richie, he'll pull up for three. Knocks it down. Richie with the long range triple, and Indianola is out in front, 29-25. With Guthrie on him. Gets around him. Into the corner. Wilmot open for three. Knocks it down. Wilmot, 9 first half points off the bench. 3 seconds. Guthrie puts up a prayer at half court. It's no good. And the three-point barrage for Indianola. Rick Wilson's walking it out at Carlisle High School as Indianola leads 38-32 over Carlisle. Richie, catch and shoot three for the tie. No good, but McGraw right there.
Yes.
Slams it home on the putback.
Yeah, baby.
Easton McGraw with the putback dunk. And now a blocking foul is going to be called by Andrew DeWall. But what a play by Easton McGraw. The missed three-pointer. He jumps up and slams it home.
Final score, Carlisle 64, Indianola 57. Pella Christian and Newton met on Tuesday night, and with the Cardinal perspective is Randy Van on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3.
Dawson Mackey open for a three. He'll ring it up. Right wing, Dawson Mackey. And it's a new ball game. Dawson Mackey connecting on that 3-10 all. Mackey steals it right back. He'll get the layup and give Newton the lead, 12-10. Dawson Mackey picks the pocket. 5 points for the junior. Aiden Klein will bring it across the timeline at 12, 10, 9. Over to Andrew. Slaughter in the corner. Right wing. Ergen right up top. 4. Klein open for three. Fires, got it. King Klein halfway between the wing and the baseline. Back of the basket. Bozard puts up a little floater. That was a four-footer. Landon Bozard, 8 points. And timeout, Pella Christian. Newton's blowing this one open. Almost a 20-point lead. Near side, Andrew gives it to Micah Mattis underneath. Andrew up top, five to shoot. Andrew going to have to try and make something happen. He goes to the lane, gets fouled, puts it down. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing to make happen there. They'll throw it in, and that's the ball game. A 68-51 win for Newton's boys as they down Pella Christian.
Final scores in the girls and Newton 47, Pella Christian 43. And the boys, Newton 68, Pella Christian 51. Highlights from this week's basketball action on KNIA, KRLS.